on 7HOFM in the front row with Bo. Thanks to Valhalla. It's Valhalla for me every time.
Herself. This follows the story of Sandra, a Dublin mother of two and survivor of an abusive marriage. She's now fending for herself and her two kids, having to work multiple jobs and struggling to find anywhere to live. So she embarks on a mission to build her own house on the cheap for her and her children.
We can't go on being this far from school.
Just keep telling yourself it's temporary.
Yeah,
what are we doing, Sandra? I think this is good for the girls.
What can I do for you? I want to build a house.
Why didn't you ask me?
A permanent home.
I didn't mean for you to see that.
Well, I did.
It's land, Sandra, going to waste. Use it.
It's possible.
What?
You're going to need somebody who knows what they're doing.
He means a man.
No, I mean a person.
You are not taking my kids!
All right, all right.
What is the point of a house if I have no kids to put in?
Written by Claire Dunn, this movie takes aim at a very intense topic and as such is quite risky. She also ends up playing the central role of Sandra and turns in a wonderful performance. In fact, the whole cast lends itself fantastically to this, including Ian Lloyd Anderson as her ex-husband, who is quite loathsome in this pivotal role.
You ask me questions like, why didn't you leave him? But you never ask, why didn't he stop?
This is not an easy film to watch, given the subject matter, but in its delivery, makes it engaging from the opening scene. Now that means, yes, there are likely tears as you experience the trials and tribulations of a single mother in a horrid situation that's unfortunately all too familiar. This movie is set in Dublin, so it's no American tale. Don't expect a Hollywood movie. And if you have a tough time tuning your ear to accents, this one's going to be tough as you'll have to pay attention. A brilliant effort and a great result in this breakout film. I'm giving Herself 8.5 Jaffas out of 10. It's an emotional ride, but one definitely worth the admission.
Most of us get so sunk in our own pain, we don't notice our children's. But you did.
Herself.
And that makes you a good mother.